The content in this audio recording provides general information. However, it does not substitute legal advice or opinion. This information is best used in conjunction with legal advice from an experienced member of our team. Surviving the festive season as separated parents. Summer school holidays and the festive season after divorce can be a challenging and emotional time. It can be an equally challenging and emotional time if you are having relationship difficulties and contemplating a separation. But if you have already made the decision, it might be the first holiday period when you are faced with contemplating not celebrating Christmas as a family unit, or perhaps being at some distance from your children on Christmas Day. There are many different arrangements that we see people creating for the holiday season. Many opt to tailor the arrangements to family circumstances, depending on traditions and how they have celebrated in the past. What is really important at this time is to try to minimize disagreements by communicating in advance. Having helped hundreds of parents navigate this very tricky time of year in the past, to help you in the approach to the holiday season, I have four recommendations for you that have proven helpful to other parents when facing a very different holiday season. The first recommendation is to plan your shared arrangements well in advance. Consider having an early discussion about what the plans are, how you will navigate the arrangements for the children, and how they can spend time with both of you. Try to be as specific as possible when you do reach agreements so that the chance of miscommunication is minimized to avoid impacting you or the children down the track. It is also helpful to take a cooperative approach. If there is a particular event that you know is important to the other person's family, being mindful of this will hopefully lead to some return of favor down the line. If it is your family who has an important event, look at negotiating respectfully with another offer of an event or occasion that is important to you or your former partner. There are a variety of different arrangements that separated parents come to. One parent might have Christmas Eve, and then there is a changeover for the children to go to the other parent sometime during Christmas Day. There is no one size fits all. Some people agree for one parent to have the whole of the Christmas period if it is difficult for them to share the day and then alternate the following year. It depends on what your circumstances are, including the distance between the two of you and what other celebrations people have with their respective extended families as to how that model works. It is not easy, but what is clear is that it does require some compromise. Also, ensure you plan for communication with the children during this time. Knowing when the children will phone, Skype, or FaceTime is helpful for the parent not with the children, but importantly, for your children as well. If you start discussions on a good and positive note, that may help put you in a good stead down the line. The second recommendation is, if an agreement can't be reached, seek advice early. If you can't reach an agreement, think about taking some action early and getting some advice about what your options are for holiday periods in the future. That way you can get some clarity about where you stand and some assistance in how to negotiate arrangements, even if it's too late for this approaching holiday season. Aim to reach an early agreement so that you avoid tension before it arises and listen and be guided by your children's wishes. Put your children's desires ahead of your own, and if you can't reach an agreement, get some help. Seek some counselling and/or advice from a family lawyer to help you craft a parenting plan that will assist in helping avoid some of these difficult moments down the track. Being proactive about this rather than reactive will assist to minimize issues for you and for your children in the future. The The third recommendation is your children will need some help navigating this. Despite how difficult it may be, your children may need some help. You might offer reassurance about the new arrangement, or practically, help them to get a gift for their other parent or their other set of grandparents. Put some thought into how you can assist your child so that you can start things off in a proactive and positive way that will help lay good foundations for a positive co-parenting relationship down the line. If a child is reassured by you that you will be okay, that will usually assist them with adjusting to the arrangements also. The fourth recommendation is, think about planning for new traditions. Mentally preparing yourself for the fact that this year might be different to the past is important. If the children aren't with you, consider how you can keep yourself busy rather than being at a loose end. Planning some self-care and activities in advance will be helpful. Write a list of activities you would like to do, whether it be hiking, cooking, reading a book, whatever it is that will restore you, and plan what you will do with the days that you expect you will need some self-care. Ensure you include activities that mean you will connect with others rather than be alone, and plan in advance. Whatever agreement you reach, if you formalize it in either a parenting plan or a consent order, it is likely to minimize that kind of conflict down the line because you will have a blueprint to work from. These approaches will still allow you to have flexibility by agreement moving forward. So aim to reach an agreement early on to avoid tension. Be guided by your children's wishes. Seek help if you can't reach an agreement, and ensure in all of this you plan for your own self-care this holiday season.